All right, welcome to the Human Fucking Podcast. Oh no, I swore within like the first second of the podcast. My algorithm's gonna be out. They're not gonna promote my podcast. No one's gonna love me. Everyone's gonna hate me.
You have someone promoting your podcast?
I don't know. I have no idea how this fucking algorithm works. You know, people are like, I want so many people. I want 100 million people listening to my podcast. And, yo, like, I really don't give a shit. Dude, you know, don't listen to my podcast. Hate me, love me, I don't give a fuck. But I did get back from Albuquerque, and we do have my wife here. Ben or Courtney can pop in at any time. I gave them the links to the Zoom.
Ample warning.
No warning at all. Like I texted Courtney last night, and I'm like, hey, fucking podcast is delayed because my wife had to go fucking take your mom to the fucking airport because your sister's a piece of shit.
She's not a nice person.
I mean, let's go ahead and roast Courtney's sister for a minute here.
I'm not good at roasting people. I'm good at roasting you.
Number one, you're only good at, like, sucking my dick. But not Cassie. I mean, this bitch, you know, she cannot fucking do any of this horse shit. She's like, how old is she? Like 50? 40?
I don't know.
She is old as shit.
I think she has like 10 years on Courtney.
Oh, god damn. We got Ben.
Oh, snap.
Ben coming in. Yo, what up?
What's up?
You're on the podcast. You're on my the human podcast. Because
well, I am a human, so
good.
That might help.
Good. I mean,
check the box.
Honestly, like, I don't even know why I named it that, and it just, you know, turned into something fucking way different. I'm like, oh no, I think it's like supposed to be like a good podcast, but turned into a horrible podcast.
No, it's evolved. Survival of the fittest.
It evolves like humans. I don't know. Stupid. I don't care. People listen to it, though, for some fucking reason. I don't know why.
Because they think I'm an awesome person.
But yeah, we're fucking roasting Cassie right now. Fucking Courtney's sister.
Oh, my God. So, like, I get off work, okay?
Oh, shit. And,
like,
he muted himself.
Oh, my God. Yeah, okay, so, like, don't interrupt me. So, like, I get off work. Like, not. I wasn't even home like a half hour. Shut up. You can shut your fucking mouth, Ben. Like, I swear to God. So, like, not even a half hour, like, you and I just get out of the shower.
So, my wife gets home.
I'll stop now.
We take a shower because we're humans.
Well, no, because I work with animals and I was covered in piss.
I mean, you mean you take a shower because you stink? Yeah, your wife just covered it.
She's like, ew, you're a stinky boy.
You smell like tires when you come home.
I mean, I was fucking on the road for 7 hours. Like, how would I smell like? Shut up. And I took a shower before I even left.
Yeah.
So.
Detritus.
You fucking, you know, got home.
Yeah.
And.
So, like, Carol, I just see that I've missed a call, and I look at the text, and she's like, hey, can you give me a ride to an airport? And I'm like, yeah, when? And she's like, now? And I'm like, now? And she's like, yes.
Oh,
so
that's sudden. Now. Yeah.
So, like, I thought she had a plane booked and she needed to get the heck up to Denver. And I'm like, oh, shit. So I dropped everything. Like, I left in the middle of making dinner, so you had to finish making it. So, like, I drop everything. We're halfway to the airport. We're halfway up to Denver when I realized she hasn't booked a flight yet. She had a fight with her daughter and just stomped out. And now I'm driving her to the airport.
Yeah, this is how insane Cassie makes people. It's like, you know what? Fuck you. I would rather just go back to my own home state than stay another minute here with you.
But, like, if I'd known she hadn't booked a flight, she could have stayed the night here and we could have left today at a reasonable hour.
And then, you know, had the podcast with Courtney and then been able to get her fucking full side of the story.
It was almost 5 hours of driving.
Oh, no.
It was exhausting, and my hands hurt, and don't give me that shitty look. Just because it's worse for you does not invalidate my discomfort.
I was on my fucking Honda 7 hours to fucking Albuquerque. And if anybody knows anything about, you know, a kind of light bike and high gust winds,
Don't freak me out.
I mean, you just lean into the wind. It's fine. It's
that Honda, that definitely, it whips you around on that thing. You have that bike like sideways going straight.
Yeah, no, but I was able to do it. No problem. See, like if it's a constant wind, it does not bother you at all. But if it's like that, you know, woo, woo, woo wind, it's like, fuck. And so.
Oh, it's like driving in my Prius.
And it just like fucking throws you. It's like, ugh.
No, that's precisely driving in my Prius.
So I had to like, you know, lean all the way down to like my helmet storage compartment. I'm like, fuck, okay.
That sounds very uncomfortable for your back.
Yeah, no, it's not great. Especially,
was it cold?
Yeah, of course it's cold. Especially in the morning. I left fucking early because I'm not about, you know, going through fucking Albuquerque traffic, which is the worst in the world. It has not been beat. I was there for a week.
Worse than California?
Worse than California. Blew L.A. out of the fucking water.
Damn.
Not even that.
Damn.
Not even a con. I might have just been there for like the worst week of it ever. But literally, I was sitting in traffic and went 5 miles in an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Took an hour and a half to go 5 miles down the road. The elote man fucking, you know, passed me. And I'm like, oh, hey. And they're like, oh, no.
You didn't get any elote?
No.
Aww.
I fucking...
Although it looks disgusting.
Yeah. Fucking white women.
I am not here for mayonnaise and paprika put together.
What did you call it?
What? Paprika.
It's paprika.
It's paprika.
It's paprika.
It's paprika.
Hey, Ben, what is this called? Like that fucking red spice?
It's paprika.
Ben was a cook.
It's paprika.
He was a chef.
So we're both right.
No, he just said it's paprika.
No, Alex is right. It's paprika.
Yeah, it's not paprika. It's like, you make it sound like
okay,
it's
okay, that's
a...
how they fucking say it on the fucking British cooking show or baking show or whatever on Netflix.
Yeah.
They say paprika, and I like it, so I'm sticking with it. You know, I spell flavor with a U. Like, it makes me very satisfied.
Fucking Mochi's stuck over there. You're fucking idiot.
Don't worry, I've got some nail trimmers.
You want to go help her out?
No! I'm going to videotape this instead.
You're such an asshole. But so yeah, I fucking got out there. No problems really. But we do have some fucking news stories for the goddamn week. Go help her ass out.
Oh, there she
No, she's still not free. Okay.
There she goes.
So, Ben, have you checked out Tech N9ne's latest album?
Oh, with What's-His-Face?
I have not, no.
Fucking Dwayne Johnson is on it now.
The Rock.
Oh, yeah. I heard, I was on TikTok and heard Dwayne, some of the stuff of him rapping. I was just like, it's Dwayne Johnson, but it sounds just like Tech N9ne. And I'm just like, does he like it? But then he said he was on the album with Strange, so I'm like, oh, I wonder if this is Tech N9ne's album. So that clarifies.
Yeah, no, it's
but
his latest
he, like,
album.
Stole his rapping style, so it's like, why don't if you're gonna be on the album, at least like rap with your own style. Don't like just copy Tech N9ne.
No, it is his own style. It's like a bit slower, and he only has like a couple.
Oh, yeah, my style sounds just like Tech N9ne, but slightly so. Yeah, it's my own style. No, he sounds just like him. The little excerpt of the song that I heard sound just like
that. The only excerpt you heard is the only thing he did. You know, he just comes in at the end of the song.
Wait, that's it?
That's it.
He didn't really contribute more than that?
I mean, I'm sure it costs a whole bunch. He's Dwayne Johnson. But yeah, the song Face Off.
I think Dwayne Johnson is he's on a self-promoting kind of gig and has been for like the past 5-6 years as an actor, where he's just going above and beyond to promote his name into any subculture or any substance he can get his hands on. I mean, he's now like almost damn near now acts exclusively for Disney. And so he's like done the whole Disney sell my soul thing. But
Yeah, I mean, like, honestly,
he's really come up though.
Tech Nine has, you know, come up, but he's like worked with damn near everybody across the fucking board, which was genius on his part.
Yeah.
And you
everyone
know,
likes a handyman. Jack of all trades.
No, I mean,
well-rounded.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a bunch of rappers, you know, he like Tech Nine will work with, like, you know,
I'm agreeing with you.
Unknown rappers like Landon Fire.
That's like a really cool name.
Yeah, he's like a 13-year-old kid that can fucking spit bars like hella fast. I'm like, holy shit.
Well, babe, you know how fucking fast teenagers can talk. You were a teenager. Do you remember how much I used to talk?
Yeah, I didn't know you at 13.
Well, you knew me like 3 years later.
Yeah, 13, I couldn't fucking rap. I still can't rap.
But you've never aspired to.
Yeah, no, because
no effort.
Why would I put effort into something? I'm like a fat fucking Mexican dude that can't rap. It doesn't matter. But let's get into the actual fucking bullshit. So.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
So
I don't like you. I don't like this. I don't want to do this again. This was disgusting.
I told my wife about this whole fucking bullshit. And apparently it's this fucking woman that is breastfeeding her children. And
which is okay.
Except for the fact that they're like 4 and 6 years old.
This part is not okay.
And her name is Cheryl, and she's like 30 something years old.
Just like.
And she's a hypnobirthing teacher and a doula. And she like posts photos of herself nursing her children, like with teeth. And I'm like.
Yeah. And just like.
I'm like, take these kids away from this woman. Just. Like,
no, she's a fucking cow. No, cows are pregnant, so they produce milk. She is continuously producing milk. Granted, she's not pregnant, but she's still producing milk, so she's a fucking cow. Those are just teats. They're not tits.
I mean, what do you think on this, Ben? Do you think this woman should, like, lose her children because she's, like, it's like almost crossing over into like pedophile territory, like incesty pedophile territory.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Wait, so it's I wasn't sexual, really listening though. To the whole story. I was watching the Titans spank the Kansas City Chiefs, but
oh, good. That's exactly what Tron does when we podcast. So it's this woman, and she is breastfeeding her.
She had a name,
Cheryl. So, you know, a fat Midwestern woman, a fat white Midwestern woman.
Yeah, white's important here.
And she has 2 kids, 4 and 6 years old, and she's still breastfeeding these motherfuckers.
Ew.
Should she lose her kids because it's turning into like an incesty pedophile thing?
No, she no, just needs to I fucking mean,
is
stop.
Is she fingering her kid in the butthole while she's breastfeeding him?
I mean, no, but like.
No, well, I mean, historically, well, if you go back. That's her choice. I mean, if the kid's 6 years old and still sucking on a titty, yeah, for American culture, you know, our culture, that's weird and it's kind of excessive. It's like that grown-ups thing.
Oh, she's from
the
England.
Guy's like, how old's your kid? Like, mommy, Milky. We're like, he's 48 months. That's 4.
Yeah,
but,
she calls
that drinking breast milk. What?
She calls it mommy milk and she's from England, so she's not a U.S. citizen, so it makes it a little bit better.
Well, I think there's studies out there that show, like, breastfeeding, not necessarily feeding from the breast, but having milk from your mother up to like the age of like 6 is beneficial in some aspects. And there's benefits nutritionally and like growth wise from it.
Do
we find it really weird? Like, yes, I think, but no, it's not. She's not molesting the child. I don't think it's pedophilia. Like, it's not even close.
No.
It's not even the same ballpark. You know, she was sucking on the kid's nipple.
Yeah, no, that'd be...
Then it'd be a different story.
But, I mean, it's just weird, and... Yeah, just for
me. I 100% agree. It is very much weird. Maybe 3 years old, sure, I guess. Maybe you're, like, you extending it, and you really want to get a lot of nutrients pumped in your kid. I don't know, but...
I mean, if she was poor and... You know, she's like, I'm going to give you some nutrients just so you can, you know, survive. I'd be like, I understand that. But I'm like, you guys ain't fucking poor.
Yeah, but yeah, nothing about that is pedophile-y, in my opinion. No. Now, if guys were paying her to watch her kid suck on her nipples.
Well, she's taking pictures, like multiple pictures of, you know, her and her kids, you know, breastfeeding and just posting
them. Is she selling them or posting them on like a...
She's just posting them on like Twitter or Instagram or some shit like that.
No, still, it's not a sexually explicit activity to that degree of it being a child.
I mean, how old is too old? Like, you know, 10 years old.
I think three years is a nice limit.
I think two for me is probably too old. I mean, but I don't know. Like for example, Ulrich never breastfed. I mean, he only breastfed like twice. But you could just put milk in a bottle and you just took it. Corbin, same thing.
I mean, that's the great thing about it all is, you know, you have kids, but it's like, you know, like imagine like if like Brandon was still breastfeeding or like just drinking milk. It's like, yeah, no.
Like, yeah, that'd be gross.
Yeah, just
okay. But on my end, I think it's gross that we drink cow's milk.
I agree with that. That's kind of gross too.
I mean, I don't drink milk, but like
no, I used to cook, but I do not drink it. Like, or actually, I use it to bake. You really don't cook with milk that much.
Like I'll drink eggnog, and I think there's milk in that, but it's like
you're there for the raw egg.
I'm there just to, you know, because it's fucking delicious. And I get to the end of the season of eggnog and I'm like, fucking never again. Oh, this shit is horrible. And, you know, my doctor will be like, dude, you have diabetes.
You don't have a doctor.
Okay. No, I don't, but I never will.
So then how do you know you have diabetes? The diabetes?
Because my leg fell off or something.
Oh.
But yeah, this woman, just sitting there. Oh, it's mommy milk and it's bonding time with my children. I'm like, if your kid had cancer, yeah, okay, fine, I'll give you a pass. But it's like you have healthy kids, and
but if she gave the kid cancer,
through her breast milk,
yeah,
it'd be hilarious.
Exactly.
It's like yeah, here.
If anything, it'd probably cure cancer. That stuff's so full of like. Nutrients, like, stuff, like, and vitamins.
Radioactive, you know, it's like, there you go.
It has lots of nutrients, but it's not like actual stem cells, so it's not as effective as one might suppose.
It's like, here, eat my eggs, children.
Ew.
I mean, like, I find that weirder than, like, women eating their own placenta.
I find that disturbing.
Yeah, there's women that'll cook it all kinds of different
ways.
Yeah,
no, I know that, and I find it disturbing.
I mean, like, it'd be great if, like, women went on TikTok and it's like, hey, Chef Ramsay, I'm going to cook my placenta. What do you think about this?
Oh, my God. That'd be amazing.
Placenta Wellington. Delicious.
Oh, my God.
I thought that was funny.
That was terrible.
It'd be great. I mean, like, he's like, what? You fucking donut? No. No.
Who would know how to cook that? Like, what would constitute raw and rare and things like that? I mean, have to be like, that's a new category.
It's like jellyfish is raw, a harder jellyfish is, you know, medium, and hard is well done. My wife's like looking at me like,
no, oh. Like I know they can like put it in capsules and they can put it in like shakes and stuff, but like actively eating it as just like slab of tissue,
yeah,
is so revolting.
Literally almost every animal does that.
I know, but that's in the animal world.
Yeah, they're like a giraffe will just go like, oh shit.
Well, yeah, they need fucking nutrients after giving birth. They're fucking starving. They've been eating in hours, unless you're a horse.
See, like, I want to see, like, a giraffe baby fall out of, like, a giraffe pussy.
You've
like,
never seen that?
I have, but, like, I want to see it, like, break everything as it hits the ground. Just immediately die.
No, it's made out of rubber. It won't happen.
Just boom, and just fucking, like, hit its head immediately and break its neck. I'm like, oh, no, my baby.
It's, like, what, an 11-foot fall?
It's a pretty far fall. And like, they don't bend down or nothing. It just comes down and slaps the fucking floor.
Well, yeah, they have really high legs.
It's like, you know, if you're, like, giving birth to your baby, and it's like, oh, the baby's coming out. And, like, the doctor, like, fumbles, like, whoops, and, like, fucking your baby hits the ground. It's done. Even if it's, like, a 3-foot drop, your baby's dead.
What the fuck?
If the doctor pulls on the head, like, a little too hard.
Okay, can we please move on?
It'll just pop
no,
off.
No, I'm, can we, please.
You
don't.
You hate don't, people, but you're
don't,
like.
Don't. No, how it's about disgusting.
That, how about that D-Wax stock?
I haven't even been looking at stocks. I just been, you know, taking what I got. I'd just spent a whole bunch of fucking money. Would you knock it off?
No.
No, stop it. Yeah, I just spent like a whole bunch of money getting gear to fucking go to Albuquerque. I needed the fucking tail bag.
Damn, dude, my Mahomes is getting spanky spanked in this game. This is a good football game.
From what I hear, like, this year of football sucks. Everyone's like, oh, would you stop it? I am trying to pull up fucking news stories. Like, my wife keeps on poking my back fat. Would you knock it off?
Okay.
Oh, and most recent news, Alec Baldwin is a murderer now.
Who's that?
Yeah, I can see that. That doesn't surprise me.
Alec Baldwin is like a fucking actor.
Oh.
He was on 30 Rock.
He kind of looks like a Patrick Wadabur.
He voiced the baby in the Boss Baby movie.
Yeah.
I don't, he's in a bunch of little different stuff.
He's just like a white dude. Just.
Oh, so that could definitely be a murderer.
No, like.
Oh, he's a white male? He's definitely a murderer.
Absolutely, 100%.
I like your reasoning there. That white guy's murder. That's what happens.
That's what Netflix has taught me, okay?
That's all Alec Baldwin.
Oh, he's ugly as shit.
No, he's fucking decent looking. What the fuck are you talking about?
You put out for him?
Yeah, I'd fucking raise my ass to his cock and be like, yeah, let's get it. He's like, oh, it's okay. I just need to take a couple Viagra and we'll get it going.
Gross.
No, he was on the set of whatever fucking like movie he was doing. And I guess the armorer for like all the prop guns that they had. They had a real gun loaded with real ammunition.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. I don't even know why they'd bring real ammunition to the fucking set at all. And this gun was like misfiring and having a whole bunch of fucking problems. And it turns out he killed one of his co-stars. Let me see what was her fucking name.
Was he just fucking around with it and shot somebody?
No, he was just holding it and it fucking went off. And it like went through the shoulder of the director of the movie. The movie is Rust. And this was like in fucking Santa Fe. Like while I was down in Albuquerque, this happened. It went through the shoulder of like the director and then fucking shot and killed like his other fucking let me see what it was.
What kind of gun was it again?
It was probably like a Colt or something like that.
Oh. And it was they had a gun loaded with real bullets. Yeah, that sounds responsible for a movie set.
Yeah.
It was over in Santa Fe, like New Mexico. Yeah, no charges have been filed, and yeah, he's just fucking having to deal with this. But yeah, Joel Souza, he was the director. got shot. And Hannah Gutierrez Reed, the 24-year-old, was in charge of all of this. And yeah, she just is like, here's a gun. Use it to fucking shoot. And, you know, people are like, yeah. You know, Halyna Hutchins. Halyna? H-A-L-Y-N-A. She's actually pretty hot. Damn. Alec Baldwin, you murderer, killed this fucking hot chick.
What did you say?
So wait, he was holding a gun and it went off?
Yeah, it was misfiring.
On accident?
Yes.
Okay, so he didn't murder nobody. He was holding a prop gun that wasn't a prop gun, and it accidentally went off and it killed somebody as a result.
Yeah, it's like they found out that it's cheaper to buy real guns and then resell them than to get prop guns that are completely fake. So that's probably what they had, but they were going to put blanks in it. But I'm sure someone on set, like before they were shooting, was like just out there, you know, shooting bullets off and just having a good old time and didn't fully empty the gun. So before the gun even reached Alec Baldwin, it should have been, you know, checked, cleared, made sure that all the, you know, rounds in it were blanks. And yeah, the fucking, you know, Miss Reed fucked that up, and she's probably gonna get charged for this whole bullshit.
Oh, I thought she was the chick that died.
No,
whoever's Hutchins. Responsible for the props needs to be who's responsible. But still, I mean, there's no, I mean, at that point, that's just a really sad accidental death. I don't. Someone should get some sort of punishment, but nothing crazy, because, like, I mean, if it was an accident that even went off, I don't know if they were supposed to be low, but I don't know.
No, she wasn't even she wasn't even an actor. She was just a cinematographer. Halyna Hutchins. Yeah.
Maybe it's Halyna.
H-A-L-Y-N-A. I mean, whatever. I don't know her name. But yeah, she's pretty fucking hot, and it's her.
You're not allowed to find other women attractive.
Doesn't matter. I can find other men hot. I can find other women hot.
You can find other men hot. That's fine.
Yeah, she's hot.
Okay, now you have to tell me that I'm hot.
You're hot.
Thank you.
There you go. I mean, like, I'm sure, like, hella people are just coming out of the fucking woodworks that don't like Alec Baldwin. Like, fuck you, Alec Baldwin, you dumb murdering piece of shit. And, you know, he just has to know that it's like, oh, fuck, that gun was in my hand. It went off and killed somebody.
Yeah.
I'm sure, like, that still just fucking bothers him.
I mean, I wouldn't feel good.
I mean, I'd sleep just fine.
Oh, yeah, I know you would. You would jerk off to it afterwards.
But, like, there's fucking so many dumbass motherfuckers out there that I'm like, I could kill you and sleep like a baby tonight. And that's how I know I'm not a good person. But for our Florida story this week. Goddamn.
Ooh, Florida stories.
I found this one. And, you know, man meets woman, man falls asleep, and the woman steals his car. So this man that was staying at an inn on North Dixie Highway, he met a woman that asked if she could use his shower, like at the hotel, and apparently not in the habit of denying a nice woman a good late evening cleansing.
The fuck?
The man invited her inside. Whether it is unclear this shower was actually used, the man fell asleep with a woman still inside his room.
Okay, it doesn't matter if the shower was on or not. It matters if they fucked or not.
You know she was a hoe.
Exactly. She so why does the shower matter?
She was a pro. Because that's what he said. That, you know, I invited her in to use a shower.
That's a fucking no.
Yeah, no. Like,
no one buys that.
Of course, that's why they made fun of it in the article. Stop poking me. Whether it's unclear the shower was actually used, Surveillance showed the woman later leaving the room around 4:30 a.m. So, long-ass shower.
I'm sure they ran out of hot water.
Whether or not she was physically clean or not, her next move showed the stain on her soul when she stole his car. To add insult to injury, the car did not even belong to him, but to his cousin,
no!
who he had borrowed it from a day earlier. Luckily for everyone involved, the car broke down on Interstate 95.
I just picture this guy in the story having a mullet. Like, the more you describe what's going on, this guy has to have a mullet.
So, like, you know, it's like, hey, ma'am, do you need a shower?
And I was going for balding with a wife beater.
And she's like, yeah, of course I need a shower. And, you know, I'm sure it's like, you know, 10 o'clock at night, 4:30 a.m. And, you know, he's a little bit lighter on the wallet. I'm sure, like, and she stole $200 out of my wallet. But the car breaks down. So, like, this guy has a shit life, living in a fucking hotel, you know, has a car he borrowed from his cousin that broke down. It didn't even get that far.
At least they got the car back.
I hope like this guy was at least able to do anal or something crazy.
Is
That's
anal
a disappointing
crazy?
Florida story.
I mean, for this guy, yeah. I assume that he's only able to afford blowjobs and hand jobs on the regular.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm sure anal costs more. Ben, does anal cost more? Call Nick. He'll know. That motherfucker has a baby mama now.
Wait, is that the dude who kissed the whore on the lips?
I think that was Chris, actually. But, yeah, he was one of the guys that fucked that whore. One of the two. Back when we were in North Dakota, and Nick and Chris got the fucking hooker. But yeah, fucking...
Yeah, I've heard the stories.
Yeah, fucking... I was there. but yeah, fucking, you know, Nick's all on Facebook now crying big. I miss my son so much. I just want to hold him. You know, baby mama's being crazy. I'm like, this is why you don't fucking come in women without a condom or birth control or stairs nearby.
You think you're funny?
Just push this bitch down the fucking stairs. Kill that baby and never think about it again. I mean, you know, sometimes you just, you know, fucking, she has an IUD in and you come and it's like, ah, fuck, it's still pregnant. Fuck, okay. And then you have your kid and you're like, I love him now. That's why I can never have a kid. That's it. Also, my wife doesn't have a uterus.
Hallelujah.
Ulrich's responding to you.
He's like, yeah, I am a miracle, aren't I? I got through that IUD.
Do-yo.
they make funny noises. Yeah, what? Yep. I don't know what you're pointing at, but yep.
Remember, stop, Ulrich. Yep. Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks.
Oh. He said, oh.
He's like, yeah, I'll take that down. I'll write that down in my note. Right.
He's there. Like, I'm only interested in bubble wrap right now.
He's like, I want to see some titties. Show some fucking titties up on this bitch. But yeah, everyone's coming out.
Okay, so, like, falling down the stairs is not effective during the first trimester, but, like, second trimester, that's way more effective.
Yeah, wait till the third trimester. Fucking make that watermelon go splat.
No, that's just traumatic.
How is that traumatic?
Because then it has to be, like, ligated. Or not ligated. The thing with the saw.
Yeah, they chop the baby up and take it out.
Yeah, that's, like, a lot of money. And also, you go to prison for it now, so...
No, you don't.
No. Okay. No. Last week, a woman had a miscarriage at 17 weeks, and she was charged with manslaughter and is now imprisoned for 4 years.
Imprisonated?
Okay, I'm sorry that I put too many suffixes on it, but that's what came out of my mouth.
Such a great new term.
Oh my God.
It's like when the Terminator imprisons you. It's like,
okay,
you,
you're completely glossing over the fact that what just happened.
You have been in imprisonated.
Shut up. I'm sorry. You know I'm dyslexic.
Oh no, the imprisonator's coming.
Shut the fuck up.
Everyone run.
What?
The imprisonator's gonna get
Shut up.
It's like, oh no. Imprisonator, please don't imprisonate me. See, Ulrich even thought that joke was funny.
He's trying to kick me in the balls right now.
Yeah, he doesn't want you to have any more kids. He wants to be the youngest baby.
I think Ben also wants him to be the youngest baby.
He's going to be the youngest baby. Oh.
I mean, I would give a second.
Mama,
but...
yeah, go lay with Mama. She's taking a nap.
You say that now, you would never have gotten it before.
Well, I mean, if I did get a vasectomy, you'd be like, what, why are you getting a vasectomy? You don't need it.
No, I would have been super happy if you got a vasectomy. What are you talking about?
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that.
Okay, like, either way, I was going to get my hysterectomy just because my uterus was fucked up and wouldn't stop causing pain, but you could have gotten a vasectomy beforehand, just saying. No, I'm the one who had to deal with all the birth control.
Nope, I just enjoyed pulling my penis out and coming on your belly. That's way more of a fun thing for me to do.
No, I'm your ho-ho, not a toaster strudel.
I'll fucking...
Or is it Twinkie? I think it's Twinkie.
Back when I was young, I could fucking shoot from the hip and hit your face.
Do not remind me of that.
That was great times.
Do not. I have PTSD from that, okay?
Good. I hope you do. I hope
it's
you're
not
like...
It's not okay.
I hope you're like, oh, no. The face cam.
It got in my... hair.
Yeah, fucking Ben came in girl's eyes.
I feel sorry for her, but it got in my hair.
Called it the monocle.
Ew. Isn't that how you get pink eye?
No, you get shit in your eye.
What's the difference?
Shit and cum are very different things.
I know that. I was being facetious.
Like, you know, if I came in your mouth, you'd be like, oh, fine. If I shit in your mouth, it'd be, what the fuck? No. Like if you woke up and there's like a log coming out of my butt and you're like, ah! Yeah, I'd have to like sleep in the other room for like at least a month. You'd be like, no, I don't trust you anymore. Like have like a mouth guard in at night. Like you're playing professional football. Like, I don't know what that fucking whole shit in my mouth thing was about, but I think we're good now.
Ew.
What?
Okay, so I originally Googled like to see if like after a vasectomy if you have like less cum. And so like I've been going through like the most recent questions and it just and then people also ask one is it healthy to eat sperm? And according to BeBodyWise.com, it is healthy. You should ingest it on a regular basis.
No, that was written by a man, and thank you, sir, for writing that lie. It's like whatever man came up with, like, oh, semen is actually good for your skin.
The fuck?
And if you, yeah.
Wait, what?
It's like semen, if like I come on your face, it's like really good for your skin.
No.
It's really good for your skin.
Wait, like, some woman believed that and let a dude come on her face for that reason?
Yeah, that's why they're called facials.
Oh my God. So I never even put that together.
Just men just blowing loads.
Ew,
just,
that's, you know. Okay, either way, it's gross.
And then you can... like,
yeah, semen's
like,
gross.
You know, like, use like the last little drip dots out of your dick.
Ew!
And just like, you know, make dots right around her face. Ew! So she can like blend it all in.
She can contour with it.
And then she goes into work with like cum on her face, like blended in. It's like, why do you smell like, ew? like it's not like a smell you can like put. It's like, you smell like ew.
No, it smells like flowers sticking to the roof of my mouth. That's what your cum smells like to me.
That's hilarious. So you're like, just shoot it in my vagina where I don't have taste buds.
Basically, yeah. But this is why I fucking swallow. I don't fucking spit.
Bleh.
No, I don't want that fucking thing sitting in my mouth. It's going down to where my stomach acid can incinerate it.
Are you done being stuck, Mochi? Fucking retarded ass cat.
Hey, she's the smart one.
Oh, yeah, and I have to fucking give a shout out to the California blacked out Ford Raptor with license plate V Cobra V. You are a piece of shit. I hope you flip your fucking car and kill your entire family. This motherfucker, like, I was in a big ass, like, traffic, you know, like, just fucking traffic for miles. And this motherfucker was, like, cutting in and out of traffic, just, you know, forcing their way in. Damn near caused, like, 5 car accidents. And, you know, just ran over curbs. Just didn't give a fuck about nothing.
Well, it's like how I drive.
Worse.
He'd be perfect fit for Kansas City. He'd just go live there.
Yeah, good.
That's what they all do over there.
Just go over to Kansas City. If by some weird miracle of a chance you hear this, you know, just know you're a fucking piece of shit.
And you have a micro piece.
Your wife is a piece of shit. And,
wait, he has a wife who puts out?
I'm assuming. Like, his wife was leaning out the window, screaming at people, being like, stop! We're coming in!
Oh, I didn't realize there was a passenger.
Yeah, the passenger was his wife.
How do you know?
Because I could see his wife leaning
Maybe it was his side chick.
I hope, like, you know, the wife of this dude, you know, like, lives in California. He's like, wait. He wasn't supposed to be with any woman in, you know, New Mexico. He was just supposed to be out there on a business trip. And it's like, oh, hell no. And, like, you know, the wife's like, I'm leaving you because I heard on a podcast. It's like, what? You listen to podcasts? Who called me out? It's like this shitty podcast called The Human Podcast called you out. And I'm leaving you because they said that they saw a woman in your car in New Mexico and you said there was no woman in your car. You lied to me. You're probably fucking her, huh?
Pixar didn't happen.
I didn't have a fucking video dash cam in that truck. I just have one in my normal truck. Which is that rider right now. But yeah, no, like, I'm like, this person, like, pissed me off so fucking bad. Like, they tried to cut me off. Like, I let, like, one person in front of me, and, like, they're like, no, I'm getting in here, too. I'm like, no, you're not. I'm like, I refuse to fucking bow down to your shitty fucking fuck you. And then they get all the way into the left lane, and they want all the way into the right lane, and all the way into the left lane. I'm like, you're a piece of shit. I hope you die. And then for the final story of the day. What is it, Mochi? Stop that. An art-making robot with fucking the worst haircut I've ever goddamn seen.
The robot has hair?
The robot has skin.
Oh, it's an Android?
Yeah, I literally have it pulled up on my phone right now so you can, like, look. Like,
I'm busy drinking champagne.
Change your gaze. See, like, that's the fucking robot.
Okay, that's her artwork?
Yeah, that's its artwork.
Cool.
I'm like, so it was this fucking robot was being sent on her way to be shown off at the pyramids, but it was detained because Egyptian customs officials thought that the robot was a spy.
I mean, it's a robot.
I'm like, what are they going to see? You got fucking pyramids and sand. You don't have any fucking secrets out here. You got a sphinx that got its nose shot off by a bunch of white men that were angry that the nose was black.
Yeah.
They're like, fuck that. We're going to shoot that nose off and say it was a white sphinx.
Well, duh. You know, white people live in Africa.
Like, they, like, recorded a video, and it's like, where are all the white bitches at? And it's like, and it's like, delete that video. The fucking sphinx can talk? Motherfucker. God damn it. Go back. Yeah, they're all white over in Egypt. Oh, let's go over to Egypt. That sounds fun. No, you don't want to go over to Egypt. We lie, they're all black. But yeah, they fucking they held this fucking robot for 10 goddamn days. And this was going to, you know, have its art shown at the Great Pyramid of Giza. And they wanted to remove its eyes because it had built-in cameras.
I mean, if you're concerned about it being a spy.
So like, boop, boop. I'm like,
I mean, is it going to be painting at the thing? Like, does it honestly need eyes at that point in time?
Probably, yeah. I mean, if that's what, you know, the technology is, you know, being used for, it's like boner pills and art making robots. Fucking no wonder that we're all going to shit. It's like, oh yeah, let's give a grant to someone to make a robot that makes art. Yeah,
I think that's cool though.
Yeah, we already have a whole bunch of people that go to college and drop out to become artists anyway. Let those people make the art.
All you need to do to become an artist is be able to create a three-layered shitty JPEG on fucking the internet. And then, like all these crypto punks, dude, they're like the shittiest looking things I've ever seen. And freaking Snoop Dogg's bragging about how he bought like four of these crypto punks for millions of dollars. And what? Stupid.
See, and it's all going to fucking come crashing down. But right now is the time to, you know, kind of get in and be like, okay, boom. You know, I made
Shit, they got all these applications now you can just pick up and make NFTs. I mean, the time to just make them willy-nilly and get in is gone. But I understand that they're cool and, they, you know, they're not going to go away, but the only ones that are going to be worth a damn are ones that have utility. Like, if there's no utility to them, then who cares? It'd be a great way. I mean, everybody said it, but to launder money. A great way to launder money, but that NFT has to hold its value or keep its value somehow.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, a painting has no utility at all, you know.
Yeah, the only utility a painting has is if it's rare and people want it.
Yeah, if it's like a Jackson Pollock or a Banksy,
it's a way for wealthy people to store money. They're usually not very big, and you can store it and keep it safe relatively easily. And it's money if you ever need it.
They just keep it at the port and don't even bring it past customs, so they don't have to pay taxes on it. And then they just sell it.
Wealthy people use it, and you know, and drug dealers use it as a way to launder money. Well, that's the one thing that NFTs are for. It's good for. I mean, it's a good utility to store value. But my only concern with the NFT thing is, and some guy had the best explanation for it. He literally was like, hey, look, this person got a picture of this CryptoPunk NFT. It's worth $10,000. And he goes, boom, he takes a screenshot of his phone. He's like, now I have it. Like, that's all it is. Like, really, that's legit. Now he has it.
Yeah, so, I mean,
I don't know.
I mean, you there's ways to verify who owns it.
Come on.
But it's like, oh yeah, I have a painting. It's like, or I have, you know, cryptocurrency. It's like, the reason why cryptocurrency is so well is because there's a fear that the U.S. dollar is going to go to shit if China wants their fucking money back.
I'm pretty sure China likes leading us around on a slave chain.
Well, I remember.
And do we have any of their pandas right now?
Well, China only owns like 13% of the U.S. national debt.
I'm pretty sure like 3 days ago, the United States was supposed to run out of money.
Yeah, they just raised the debt ceiling by another, I think it was like $285 billion or something.
Oh, nice. Good for them. Yeah, I'm like, I didn't even pay attention. I'm like, oh, yeah.
$285 billion more dollars. That's all that means.
Which is like 5 more years.
Nah, maybe a year. They're going to have to raise it next year.
Whatever. We'll figure it out.
Oh, shoot. They did extend the panda stay. Okay, cool. So we do still have pandas in the U.S.
I'm surprised we're not talking about this Chinese missile that launched into space.
Everything launches missiles into space.
What? They launched a missile into space?
I heard some news story, and I don't know how true it was or not. It was on TikTok, but a couple of them were talking about how China launched a missile into space, and then it went all the way around the world in a matter of minutes, like circled the world, and they have it on a guidance system, and it can enter it in the atmosphere at any point they want, and how they have it set up, our current missile defense system, how it works, want to be able to shoot it down. Because they're made for long-range missiles coming through the sky, not for missiles that are dropping straight down from space.
I mean, like, you'd have to have such an insane fucking nuke that...
Like, as long as we have pandas, China's, like, okay with us. If like, China takes away our pandas, then we really got to be worried about it.
We just, like, if they're like, we want our pandas back, and we just, like, hand them, like, a crock pot, and like, you didn't. And it's like, then there's, like, a cage with pandas in it. It's like, oh, no, we just made you some food, too. It's like, oh,
I'm pretty sure Xi Jinping could give a shit if he blows up a couple pandas or not.
I mean, you know, China's...
The Chinese government want to come after us directly. If they were to make aggression towards anybody first, they try to take Taiwan. They're going to try to take Taiwan for a strategic advantage, and they believe it belongs to them, so they'd take Taiwan before anything. World War III would start at that point.
I mean, they still want Hong Kong. I'm pretty sure that's still going on. And like for like a year there, they're like, you know, free Hong Kong, free Hong Kong. And then people just stopped caring. It's like, dude, this isn't my fucking little ass town. I'm tired of being woke for you. No one cares. And it's like, just get out of Hong Kong. Just hop on a plane, go to America, you know, get a fucking student visa or work visa and come over here and work. Teach us how to do karate or some cool shit and you're cool. Just don't bring any of that COVID virus over here.
Bring it over. We need more COVID.
Dude, like, I'm pretty sure, like, my job is going to start requiring, like, weekly testing.
Let's get a stupid vaccine.
No. I'm afraid of them. They scare me. Because it's in a needle. Like, put it in a giant dick. I'll fucking take it that way. I'll take it orally or anally. I'll fucking even take it through my penis. Get me a sounding rod. Ew. I don't fucking care. But not a fucking needle. I will take it the worst other ways possible. And if someone knows of something that, you know, it's like, oh yeah, they have a suppository pill that you can shove up your ass. And then you're fucking, you know, immune from COVID or whatever. Or something you can just shove up your nose. Or, you know, it's like, oh yeah, here, we have the virus like mixed in with this meth. And it's like, all right, let's do a line. It's like, ooh.
Hey, get daddy the water. The water right there. That one. Water bottle. I'm pointing at it. Yeah. Yeah, get daddy that. Yeah, good job. Yeah. That's what kids are good for. They get you things. You're like, oh, I'm too lazy. I don't want to get off the couch and grab that. Like, hey, you. Go get it.
Okay, cool.
What?
Oh, I was looking up how much Valium it would take to knock a horse off its ass. Or off its hooves.
Off its hook, how much Valium?
Mm-hmm.
Who even uses Valium anymore?
I'm going to.
You're going to?
Yeah. I'm going to use it for a purpose.
What's this purpose?
You'll find out.
No, I don't even think I want to know.
You don't. You really don't.
What are you going to use it for?
I'm not going to tell you. You'll find out.
I'm just like gonna wake up in the middle of the night and she's gonna be shoving Valium up my fucking shitter.
No, I'd do it in oral suspension and drip it down your throat.
Yeah.
I'm not putting my fingers anywhere near your butthole.
Babe, you do it all the fucking time.
That's different. Completely different. I am not, my goal is not insertion. My goal is the fear in your eyes.
You're just like, you know, oh yeah, let's, I'm like, oh, get, yeah, no, stop that. Oh my gosh. But speaking of making meals out of fucking shit, a TikToker made a meal out of her husband's lucky Asian arowana pet fish to teach him a lesson.
So, wait, what was the fish again?
She cooked his fish?
She cooked his fish like an arowana. An arowana? A-R-O-W-A-N-A. And
let's see how expensive this fish is.
$300,000.
Holy fucking shit. Yeah, no, that.
They're these golden fish.
Oh, they're like the tiny arapaimas. I'm not quite saying that word right, but they're a predatory fish. They're a small version of the predatory fish.
But it's the world's most expensive fish.
Yeah. Like, that makes koi look cheap as fuck.
And so, yeah.
Like, how much is it, this fish?
Yeah, I remember fucking Deuce Bigelow? And he, like, had that fucking, like, puffer fish or whatever?
Yeah.
And, like, he, like, broke the entire fucking shit and he had, like, go get a new one? But he had, like, you know, take a bunch of, like, fat, ugly women out on dates to pay for it?
Oh, yeah.
It's like that. But it's, like, it's a $300,000 fish. Or at least a $250,000 fish.
So when you die, I'll have money for escorts?
Yeah, probably.
Cool.
But yeah, this bitch fucking, you know, just took his fish and cooked it. I'm like...
Like, oh my God.
If you're going to do that, like, at least I want to eat it. I mean, the fish is dead. There's nothing I can do about it, but at least
no.
I want to fucking, you know...
I feel like that's grounds for divorce.
To destroy a 300... I mean, if you have $300,000 to burn on a fucking fish, you have more than that.
No, I guess you're right.
Yeah, did she find out, like, he was cheating on her or something?
Yeah.
Like, is that why?
Yeah, these fish can go into cosmetic surgeries and...
Surgery is sketchy as shit.
Well, for a fish.
Yeah, it's sketchy as shit.
For eye lifts and chin jobs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No.
And it cannot be brought to the United States.
Mm-mm.
At all.
Nope. They're not.
But yeah, like her husband was like, I'm going to keep my aquarium clean. And I guess like he missed like a cleaning day. So she's like, I'm killing your fish. I'm like, yeah.
She could have like given it away or something.
I can almost guarantee you.
That she didn't.
I mean, they're married. So I assume like if it was a girlfriend, I'd get the fuck out of the house. But it's like, that's your wife.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes people don't disclose that. I mean, unless he spent that much money on the fish, she wouldn't. Maybe he got it for free. Maybe she didn't know. I don't know.
I mean, like how upset it's like you paid $3,000 for my ring and $300,000 on a fucking fish, you right. Asshole.
Right. Well, maybe he didn't pay that much for the fish. I don't know. Maybe the fish is just worth that much now.
I mean, they do.
It's like that antique roadshow video of that lady that brought that binder of that Magic the Gathering, the beta set. Like a full beta set, and the guy's explaining to the wife like what Magic the Gathering is, and then he's like, and then he's like explaining to her. He's like, he goes, do this front page, these 9 cards. He's like, do you know the significance of these 9 cards? And she's like, no. He's like, well, this is what was known in the Magic community is the Power 9, and it's the 9 most powerful cards in Magic, and this is the only their second printing ever. And then he's all like, he tells her the value of the page, like what he thinks they'd be valued at if they were graded. And there, he's like, 100, I think then he said 150,000. Now it's more like $400,000. But she's like looking at the dude all like, she can't even fathom that these little pieces of cardboard are worth that much money.
Yeah.
Good. And then he goes on to continue and he's like, and then the second page has like a volcanic island on it. And he's like, and then they have these lands called dual lands. And he's like, and there's 10 dual lands. Or I think there's 10 or is there 5 or 10? I don't know. But he's like, and this was their first printing because they weren't printed in the alpha set. And he's like, this land right here is worth $8,000. And this lady's like, what? And you could just see the look on her face. Like two things we're going through was, I can't believe these are worth this much. And I wonder, did my fucking husband spend that much money on cards? Because she probably thought, you know, not understanding that they cost that much back then, or didn't cost that much.
Yeah, no, they're
cheaper.
He was
spending like $3 on a booster pack, and that's how he was getting them.
Did her husband die, and like that's why she had them?
Yeah, that was the thing. He was like dead, and she went to see how much it was worth, and she's like, I know he liked it or whatever, and yeah, the guy was like usually when you go to those things like antique roadshow, people are like, you know, this is an item for the 1800s or early 90s. You know, they're way old, and then someone's showing up with a binder full of playing cards that are 30 years old and it's worth like $500,000. So,
well, I mean, it's only worth what people will pay for it.
Oh, that guy. That's funny. The appraiser was like, he's like, this whole set. He's like, especially the 9 cards on that one page. He's like, this stuff's hotter than fire. He's like, you can't even. You put it up for sale, it's gone. He's like, you can't even hang on to this stuff. But, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm sure she did. I'm sure she just got rid of it immediately. It's like, I only want to sell the entire fucking binder. And I'm sure some dude.
Well, that's
like,
what the guy was telling her that, too. He said she'd be better off. Like, he's like, you'd get your money out of the individuals. It'd be hard to sell it as a set because it would command so much money. But he's like, you'd be better off. You'd make more money selling them as individuals because a lot of collectors will have, like, for example, 5 out of the 9 cards, and they'll need like only four of them.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like I have so many fucking Magic cards. Like, I got rid of a whole fucking binder of Magic cards, and like when I moved it out here, I'm like, oh fuck, I have just shitloads more Magic cards. And I'm like, oh, that's a $20 card. That's. And I just, like, put them all in, like, the fucking basement. I'm like, there you go. I'm going to, like, pull them all out, sort them all out, find out what's fucking valuable, what's fucking not, take all this shit that's not, and just, you know, like, boom, send it all out to, like, nickel it out. Like, yep, bulk cards, here you guys go. Fill your shit up. And then everything that's worth, like, $5 or more, just individually sell it. The fuck is that? I got one of those fucking Ring doorbells, and these things are fucking baller as hell. Like, I installed this shit, and it's like tells me when someone's at my front door, even if they don't ring the doorbell. It's like the shit you had, but it doesn't like whistle at you. Where the fuck did my wife go? Poor ass wife. Whatever. It don't matter. We're already at the end of the episode. Well, that's it, everybody. Thank y'all for listening. We'll be back next week. Hopefully with the whole fucking story of what the fuck happened with, Courtney and all that bullshit. And, follow me on Twitter. Alex the Truck. I don't post anything on Instagram because I don't really give a fuck. And later, everyone.